Last year, the fall-winter-spring ferry schedule was released in May. Residents had about a month to go through it and provide feedback. This year, it wasn't made available till mid-July, with a comment deadline 2 weeks later. Marine Highway General Manager Captain John Falvey says that's because the legislature took through most of June to pass a spending plan.
Well, we can't put schedules out to comment on until we have a final budget figure. So, being that we were running a little bit late this year, we just got a late start.
He says the ferry system wants a fast turnaround so it can begin taking reservations during the first week of August. Written comments on the schedule are due by July 30th, and a teleconference will be held the following day. Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairman Robert Venables doesn't see that as a problem.
It is a shorter public review and comment period, but I think most folks are very familiar with the schedule and the system and their needs, so it's best to get that schedule published and open for reservations.
One reason he's not worried is that the schedule is very much like the previous years. Falvey says a few sailings have been added, but not many.
Operating week's about the same overall, budget's about the same overall. What you saw last year is about what you're going to see this year overall, and a little bit of a different switch on the ships.
That's due to lengthy repairs to the Ferry Columbia, which usually sails between Southeast and Bellingham, Washington. It's been out of service since last September due to a damaged propeller system.
Those parts don't exist. It's all 1973 vintage. And over the winter, that entire system had to be rebuilt in Germany, and we're still not there yet.
The draft fall schedule shows the Columbia resuming service October 1st, but Falvey says that's now pushed back about a month. Other ships will fill in. The ferry, the system's largest, was damaged when it struck an underwater object.
Were you able to identify when and where that strike happened?
No, we're not sure. You know, it's hard to say. We think we know, but it's really hard to know for sure.
So nothing as clear as hit a rock that was on a chart. They shouldn't have been there.
Oh, no, we didn't hit a rock on a chart. There's something floating underwater. You know, there's a lot of debris. Could have been floating 10, 15 feet under the water.
This summer's ferry schedule was published last fall, long before lawmakers decided how much money the system would get. Officials committed to keeping that schedule, saying any funding cuts would be absorbed later in the fiscal year. Venables of the Marine Transportation Advisory Board says the system had no choice, since last-minute changes would hurt summer tourism. But he says it's not the best way to build a schedule.
When you have very little notice on what the funding level is going to be, and then that uncertainty leads into the number one revenue-generating month, which is, you know, July or in the summer, has ripple effects throughout the entire rest of the year.
The schedule, which covers October through April, uses 9 of the Marine Highway's 11 ships. One, the fast ferry Chenega, is out in long-term storage. The other, the mainliner Taku, is for sale. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.